Welcome to It Sounded Like a Good Idea at the Time, the weekly podcast all about grown-up conversations by non-experts. We are here at 5 a.m. burning our mouths with delicious, delicious Lineage coffee.
Yes, always, only.
And organic water, which I have lots of questions about.
Yeah.
My name's Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And thanks for joining us today. So we're trying out a new thing.
Yeah, we're here real early.
Real early. Typically, we record on Monday nights. You hear us on Wednesday or whenever you choose to download. But here we are. Yesterday was Hannah's 30th birthday.
Yeah.
And why would I subject her to a recording with me?
The best gift ever.
When she was queen for the day.
Yes.
Hey, you're the 30. Day.
I'm 30 now. I'm queen for the rest of my life.
Well, I don't know. It's all down here, the hill from here, I hate to tell you.
Yeah. It was a good day. I started my day off with my bird identifying book that my mom got me.
Perfect.
And the New York Times crossword. And
that feels
took
very
an afternoon nap.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it was a good day.
That's great. And it was also Milan's 5th.
Yeah. Milan is 5. Thinks he's a teenager now.
Yeah.
So I hear that's par for the course.
I am as many years old as you forget how old you are. but I'm going to blame David for that. So next week I turn 33. But the reason
Leo season starting today. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I feel great about it. But the reason that I get so confused is he was like, ooh, this year you're going to be in your mid 30s. And I don't consider 33 mid-30s. I consider it early 30s.
Yeah.
Still. But because he said that.
Right.
I'm like, am I 35?
My 36? What's happening?
So I keep forgetting.
Yeah. 33. I feel like 30 to 33, maybe 34 is early.
Yeah.
35, 37 is mid-30s. Mid. 38 to 40 is late 30s.
Yeah.
That's what I did for
it's
my 20s.
A long 20s. Time ago for him. So I do understand why he's confused.
Sick burn. Well, what's going on with women this week?
Well, I wanted to bring this up. You know, we talked about the act last week with Gypsy Rose. And per my prediction, unsurprisingly, both were nominated for Emmys.
That was like the next day, I think.
Yeah.
Because I came out and I was looking for it. I didn't see it at first, so.
Yeah, well, they, Joey King, who plays Gypsy Rose Blanchard, is nominated Best Actress in a Limited Series. And then Patricia Arquette was Best Supporting Actress. So
that's
I would like
cool.
to know the delineation between lead actress and
right.
supporting, because they were both very co-leading, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. I guess they have to. Well, the way they do it is they have to submit their roles for something, right? So they didn't want to submit them both because then they'd be up against each other.
Oh, just like what happened with Big Little Lies last year.
Right. Yeah.
But speaking of submitting themselves, Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones. I love she submitted herself.
Yes.
The show didn't. She did.
Yeah.
And she got
what
a nomination.
What a surprise. The show didn't submit her. Let me.
I'm sorry. I did
let
not
me go
mean
off on D&D and
yeah.
what is it? 5 o'clock on a Tuesday. I will.
Sorry to get your ire up. You're 30 now. You need to control the rage.
I'm 30 now. I saw like a headline popped up on my phone that was like new study finds that high cholesterol and heart something else about heart problems.
And you're like, check.
Yeah, exactly. Under 40 is a sign of heart problems later in life. And I'm like, is that breaking news? Did we like, that's obvious. That's why your doctor tells you that every time you go
sure.
in.
Yeah. The
anyway,
24-hour news
so,
cycle.
Yeah. I can't afford to get my ire up everyone or else I won't have much time left. So can we please get it together?
Anyway, I love that she did that. That she was like, I know I did a killer job.
Yeah.
And
she
everyone
did.
Else should
she's
know that.
Right. Yeah.
And she's nominated for an Emmy now.
Good
so
for her.
Good job, Gwendolyn.
Yeah. She's awesome. Marvel announced their Phase 4 movies.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me more.
There's a lot of women, a lot
awesome.
Of diversity. It's going to be really cool. So they've got like movies and then Disney Plus, which I'm super excited about. Mm-hmm. They're putting out like some series on there, and there's just like Natalie Portman's coming back.
Oh, I love her.
As female Thor in the next
oh,
movie,
wow.
which is a whole line in the comic books or a whole storyline. Tessa Thompson is going to be from the, let's see, what was it, Endgame? I think she became, like, the king of, where do they all live? Asgard.
I don't know.
And so she said in their reveal that she has to find her queen now, so people are excited about some representation for the LGBTQ community. Then that's just the first two, because The GIFs that I read were all about Natalie Portman kicking her way back into the Marvel cinematic universe because she didn't want to come. She was originally like done because she didn't want to be the damsel in distress
right.
role. And the first two movies were a different director and Thor was going in a different direction. And then Taika Waititi came in the last one and totally crushed it. And now she, and I guess they were like, well, do you want to be female Thor? And she's like, yes,
sure do.
I will come back for that. but there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
That's great.
So yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, sure. As you should be.
As I should be.
So not really speaking about women, but David and I watched a very interesting special on Netflix this week. Aziz Ansari's Right Now. It's his newest stand-up special.
We were talking about that last night, too. Like, oh, really? All my family liked it as well.
Yeah, I would not consider myself a stand-up fan.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever said anything about stand-up before.
No, at least stand-up. Positively. Right. Like, I just avoid those specials. Like, right. I know people really like the Ali Wong one, but I don't like them.
I do like hers. Hers and, like, one or two others, but I don't really like them.
Okay, well, maybe I'll check them out.
They're pretty funny.
But I was interested in Aziz. I think he's very funny. And it was so riveting because it was his stand-up special, but he opened it discussing what happened last year with the woman who accused him of sexual misconduct.
Right.
And then he ended it talking about the same thing and how it's changed him. And so he started and ended the show on very like serious, thought-provoking notes. And then in the middle, it was all social commentary, kind of like an extended Daily Show-ish.
Yeah.
It was well worth the watch. It didn't feel like a stand-up special, even though it was.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so I encourage that. And I thought he did a good job. You know, I think we've kind of alluded to that story before. I did not feel like, and you said it well when we were talking about it, he wasn't in a position that he needed to make a comeback because I don't think that what happened, or at least as it was presented,
right.
was...
he wasn't Louis C.K. or
Harvey Weinstein.
Or is not, yeah.
I think that he was kind of a victim of the Me Too movement in that everyone is believed, which they should be, women should be believed, but there was not a lot of fact vetting in there.
Even if there was, because he came out and said he did what he did, it was just a completely different situation.
Yeah.
It was more of a situation of this dialogue that, like, women need to feel empowered to stop any sort of, like, hookup.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like, in a long-term relationship or in a relationship with someone you met 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
At any moment.
Yeah.
And this person didn't feel empowered to do that,
mm-hmm.
which I think is more of a, I don't know, to me it looked more of like a, make sure you're teaching your kids from a little age, both genders, that they need to be able, like, they can leave anytime yeah. they want, and also that they need to make sure that the person they're with is enjoying themselves for real.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. So it was interesting to see him discuss that mm-hmm. as kind of his case study, like you said, was different
right.
a little bit as its own category, but his name was thrown around with,
right.
you know, these heavy hitters, you know. So I encourage you to watch it.
I was annoyed that
it's really interesting.
Publication put out her story like that with mm-hmm. no, I don't know, prequel or something,
yeah.
like they kind of just let it say, like, and this also happened, and I'm like, this yeah. isn't quite the same thing.
No, because you know, someone... even when they released like the text messages and mm-hmm. stuff, he was very like apologetic
right.
and very supportive. Again, see, I know the real story can be different, but
yeah.
at least as it was presented, even by her, it
right.
did not feel like he had pressured her
or victimized her,
yeah, or you know, guilted her or trapped her there or anything like that,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know. I'm sorry that she felt that she couldn't leave a bad
yeah.
situation. That there's a short story that literally became so popular that it earned the author a six-figure book deal, a double
wow.
book deal. And she put a short story out in the New Yorker called Cat Lady, or the mm-hmm. Cat, I think that was what it was called. And I'll look it up and link it because it was so good. It's not a, it's a very quick read.
Okay.
And it's just kind of a commentary on like dating as a young person
mm-hmm.
and not feeling like you can really like say no or leave a situation, or it's easier to just like finish what you're doing and
yeah.
then go and then like go someone. It's a
yeah.
really interesting
huh.
commentary.
But you know, I think that fortunately or unfortunately, I'm not sure where I land on it, most of us as females can relate to that feeling of like
in some way or other.
Yeah, like I, you know, I feel obligated to do something
right.
on some level.
I feel obligated to be nice.
Yeah, or like, okay, this isn't that bad if we just like
right.
you know,
yeah,
leave it out there. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
it's, and in a lot of ways, like, well, I don't want to be like rude or hurt their feelings.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I thought it was interesting. I don't think he needed to make a comeback, but he did, and he did it in a really, really great way.
Yeah, I will check that out for sure.
Yeah. Are you reading anything right now besides your bird book?
My mom also got me some gardening books.
Oh, sure, she did.
So yeah, I am reading lots of gardening tips.
That's great. You gave me some this weekend.
I did. That's true. I read that birds are there are some birds that are flycatchers, and that didn't occur to me.
Yeah,
that birds eat bugs, even though I kind of knew that birds eat bugs.
I've talked about these like fly traps that I have.
Yeah.
That work real well.
Yeah.
Apparently, well, I know apparently isn't the right word. Maylee tagged me in a Facebook thing this week.
Oh, showcasing, putting you out on public blast, Maylee.
That's how I felt. But showcasing these traps and how well they work, the ones that we use.
Oh, geez,
and
yeah.
Somebody commented, works great until they smell like death, which is exactly true, because they attract such a large number of flies that it is like the decay is really gross.
Yeah,
which is currently the status that I'm
in. I was thinking,
come to my house anytime.
Yeah, come on over, everyone, welcome. It's pleasant here. My house has bird feeders, two bird feeders and one hummingbird feeder, because I have no chill. And I think that my fly problem has really gone down, which I found interesting. I was reading about it and then I'm like, wait, I haven't seen any flies. Of course, you know, we had people over for my birthday, and so the door was open quite a bit.
Yeah.
So flies, there's like one or two flies, but I swear I've noticed a decline.
That's great.
And I just think that's super interesting. Nature.
Yeah. Well, I guess my fly problem is called a natural bird feeder. So, hey, birds, come over. I don't have feed for you, but I do have.
We'll give you some feed. set out a small feeder. You can do a pine cone project.
Oh, perfect.
Peanut butter.
Yes.
Of course, the squirrels will come too, but whatever. Just get rid of the flies.
Perfect. Cool. Well, I have one other thing. It's not what women are doing, but women were outraged, and so it felt worth bringing it up. So I sent this headline to you yesterday. People call out Macy's for promoting eating disorders with fat shaming plates. So
that headline grabbed me. I was like, I got to see these plates.
Yeah. I want to get your take on this. So they have these plates, or did, I guess they're pulling them off the shelves after a podcast host actually tweeted an image of them and gave her opinion on them. It's like a big dinner plate that has three concentric rings. Mm-hmm. The biggest ring says mom jeans. The middle ring says favorite jeans. And the smallest one says skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. So they, and then they have another one that says food coma and foodie.
And the foodie is smaller than the food coma one, obviously.
Yes, yes. So obviously, you
and
know,
of course, skinny jeans is the smallest little circle on the
right.
plate.
So they're saying, you know, fill this plate to fit into these. So they're being attacked. They're being called out for fat shaming and encouraging eating disorders. And I want your take on it.
I wouldn't have gone to the fat shaming place, but I can see the argument, because it is kind of like pushing this idea that this is what you need to be eating to fit into what our ideas of what a foodie should be, or what someone in skinny jeans should be.
Yeah.
They make skinny jeans for any size. So that's stupid.
Yeah.
Also, from a design aspect, it's real, I don't know, like it wouldn't, without that aspect of it, where it's like, eat what we tell you to eat and the portions we tell you to eat. It doesn't make sense. Like who just, very, very, very few of the cuisine, like American cuisine, which is an amalgam of everyone's cuisine, but like very little of what we eat would be just one big circle of food, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't like the design at all. Like it's not even like, you know, kids' plates will say like vegetables, protein, and like little shapes. So I don't like it at all. And I think that it's, what would be the goal? Like, except to say to women, because it is aimed directly at women, like that if you're wearing mom jeans, like that's the outer rim, rather than like the, like this is what you're aiming for is the smaller portion.
Yeah.
Like you're not a nutritionist. That can be a really unhealthy thing to put around. So I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree with you that I don't think the design is that great, but I don't know. I just thought it was kind of funny. I think we've kind of reached maybe a point where, well, twofold. I think we get offended too easily of like, okay, like I'm pretty sure Macy's is not actually pushing a
I wouldn't go so far as to be offended. I just think it's stupid.
I agree. The plates are not that great. I thought it was kind of funny. I could see people like having them like kind of tongue in cheek, like whatever.
I wouldn't be like, well, never coming back here.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of like, okay, obviously if I eat this one meal, it's not going right. to yeah. push me. And I like mom jeans. So there's that. Right.
I know. That's my favorite jeans. Also, my mom jeans are my skinny jeans. Like they are labeled mom jeans in the skinny jeans set. Like it,
yeah.
It's more like a practical thing that doesn't make sense anymore in the way that it's made.
The last one sweatpants. I don't
right.
know.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Get someone creative in here to do it. But I was surprised.
That would have made a lot more sense, actually.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how you do it. Like,
yeah. I mean, it would have still been stupid and everyone would have hated it, but like, at least it would have made sense. So like, at least you go down fighting.
Yeah. You wouldn't look like a complete idiot.
Yeah.
But, I was just from a marketing perspective, like I was not outraged that they have them at all. I was just like, how did it make it through to production? Because it's not that good.
Right.
And also like you as a corporation right now have to like have your filters up real high for stuff that would be offensive.
I always think it's so weird. And now, like, when stuff makes it through and I'm like, no women said anything?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't see this as like, you know what? I'm going to guess, given our, like, current social climate, that this isn't going to go over well. Like,
right.
That's real weird.
Well, I can't remember the retailer now. Had the Nothing Tastes as Good as Skinny Feels shirt.
Yeah. Which, you been know, a little while, right? Or is that,
yeah,
it was a while ago years that Kate Moss but, said that.
Yeah, Kate Moss said it years ago, but then they came up with a shirt not that long ago. And same kind of thing. Like, you know, she said it.
Right.
Okay, but that does not mean that you need to mass produce a shirt.
You don't need to make money off of that stupid saying of, like, Kate Moss. Like, she can say whatever she wants to say, but...
Yeah, but also, like, lots of things taste... good.
Right. Also, that's stupid as well.
Yeah. So everyone's stupid.
Objectively not true.
Yeah.
It's 5 a.m. I'm 30 now.
The filters are low. Awesome. Well, we'll take a quick break and we will be right back to dive into what Hannah should do with her life now that she's 30.
Yeah. All right. Well, Caroline, this is going to be a far leap.
Okay. I'm ready for
it. For you to make.
Yeah. I have a very good jump.
There is one thing that got me out of bed this morning.
Was it the idea of recording with me?
Sadly.
Okay.
You were there. You were up there. You were... there's two things. Okay, there are two things that got me out of bed this morning.
Now I'm titillated. Tell me the other.
And the other thing, besides equal to conversation with you, is my Lineage coffee. I can't do the morning without it.
Is that ever. That incredible aroma that is emanating from your side of the couch?
David sent me a text last week. It was like kind of... I think it was like kind of late at night. He said, I got Caroline this morning. I got her to try some of my iced coffee. Or so he was like, and I'm like, we got her, David, reel her in.
Yeah, he sure did. We are sitting in the lobby of an appointment and, I didn't have anything to drink.
So survival.
Well, he had a cup and I said, it was like, you know, like a to-go cup. And I said, oh, is that coffee? And he said, no, it's tea. Do you want a sip? What? And I was like, no, that's okay. And he was like, come on, you never like take anything that I offer you. Cause it's true. Anytime he's like, oh, I have this. Do you want some? I'm always like, no.
Right.
And so, you know, in an effort to be a good wife, I was like, no, I'll take a sip. That ish was straight up coffee. It was some iced coffee.
David's like,
oh. He was so proud of himself.
I could tell in the text he was proud.
And it was one of the best moments of our marriage for him.
It felt like a cool team up moment between David and I in the end. So, anyway, I feel like we've almost got you. I sent some like fishing gifs.
Oh, good. Good.
But, it's the best and I love having it with nothing in it. So I'm not starting my day feeling like super bloated. I like a latte as well, but I can't do it every day.
Well, I know that's true because you're drinking out of a clear mug.
Yes,
and so I see it as just black coffee. And
this is brown, Caroline. This is clearly brown.
Oh, that's right. Because you opened it and there were no black beans in it.
Exactly. We don't do burnt over roasted beans.
Because though it's Tuesday, we don't do Taco Tuesday in our coffee mug. You know what I mean? Black beans. Evolving my joke.
Again, I wouldn't have made the leap, but yes, I get it. I see where we're at.
So if you're looking for a morning fiesta, perfectly roasted.
Yeah. Hit up Lineage, lineageroasting.com, at Lineage Roasting on Instagram. A good idea is the code for 15% off.
Okay, hey.
Yeah.
I forgot something.
Okay.
When we asked what women were up to.
Okay.
Looking like jackbags. Because You and me. Apparently, it's not Leanne Moriarty. It's Leon.
What?
As in Celine Dion. It rhymes.
Really?
Yes. According to listener Lauren, who messaged us that she has spent time with Leon Moriarty.
Whoa.
It is pronounced Leon, as in Celine Dion.
Leon or Leon? Is she? She's Australian, right? Is she like French Australian?
I don't know.
That's interesting. Lauren. I have no idea. I've never heard it pronounced that way.
Yeah, me neither.
Thanks for letting us know, though.
Yeah, it's just like Chrissy Teigen is.
Oh, yeah, it's Teigen. Yeah. Yeah,
but I haven't changed my pronunciation of it, though I know.
Right. I forgot.
It doesn't sound as good. Change your last name, Chrissy.
Yeah. I like Teigen. When she said that, I was like, oh, I like that. And I'm like, everyone's never going to change now, though.
Yeah, and so late. I'm going to sound like the idiot just saying it. Yeah. So I'd rather go with the masses.
That's super interesting. Leon Moriarty is really cool. I want to know in what capacity Lauren spent time with her. Are they friends? Are you guys friends?
Hang on. Lauren told me.
Tell her I love her.
Let her know that Hannah says hi.
Yeah.
She met her last November.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I thought that as well. But basically what we want to talk about today is now that you are 30 and I am nearly 33 in, I don't know, what's today? The 23rd? In eight days.
Yep.
We want to know how to not keep being idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Not quite the prompt you gave me, but it felt, felt like a segue.
Felt like mine was worded a little differently, but I was looking around the other day, somewhat creepishly. I forget where I was. Somewhere, and I don't know, there's a lot of people. And I just happened to notice, kind of pleasantly, I just felt very average.
Okay.
Like, I felt like, you know what, all of these women here, like, have different styles, but, like, ultimately, we all have, like, there's a lot of people of different sizes. Mm-hmm. I just felt like I fit in a lot. Because you know how there's been, I feel like, a lot of criticism in the fashion industry for promoting, like, only really tiny sizes when, like, I think the American national average, and maybe the, probably, it can't be worldwide, I think 14 or 12 or 14 is like the mm-hmm. national average pant size, which is neither here nor there. You know, we both have many friends who are many different sizes. Mm-hmm. I just liked that. Like for a minute, I was like, man, you know what? I just like being a part of women, and I like where we're going as women who can wear whatever we want at whatever size we want, tiny or bigger or whatever. But there are times that I just feel like shrunken. I don't know. Uh-huh. Like, one of those times specifically is when I see a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, ad. Yes.
Like, it's just different. Like, I don't have the self. I suddenly, like, don't mm-hmm. have the self-confidence. Like, I usually don't care about wearing a bikini. I'm not in great shape this summer. Mm-hmm. But I don't care. I like, I don't care about my stretch marks. I don't care that I'm not, like, I don't know, looking like I came out of a magazine. Although, I like that companies like Aerie and Target, I think it's mm-hmm. Aerie and Target mm-hmm. have promoted their especially summer ads, and Aerie is all bikinis and bras, so they're all their ads by having like real girls and women
Olay
in there.
Olay has done that as well.
Oh, cool.
Or Dove.
Yeah, Dove
did
that.
Women project.
Yeah, I like that. So I was just wondering, like, what kind of things we do to inspire confidence, or like, mm-hmm. are there things that we don't do anymore? Cause like, for instance, I really love short shorts, but I'm like, I wonder when I'm done with those.
Yeah, no, it's a great question, because I think that there's just stuff that's phased out, but I'm sure uh-huh. it's not for me tied to my age as much as it is tied to my confidence about it. Like,
interesting. Yeah.
I want to wear shorts and mm-hmm. feel good in them, but I never, ever, ever do. And, when I traveled a couple weeks ago for work up to Indianapolis, it was for a 24-hour event. We have one in Charlotte at the end of this week. And I'll be outside for like 40 some hours over two days. I had to wear shorts. I brought like yoga pants, cause I'm like, oh, I'm not going to wear shorts.
Right.
But quickly realized like, this is not going to happen. So I went to Target. I got two pairs of like cute workout shorts, which again, I never wear.
Right. Yeah. I don't like workout shorts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, these like felt cute. Like they look cute. Mm-hmm. But it was funny. My supervisor saw me like tugging at them a lot, and she was like, they look really good, just leave them alone.
Well, I like that funny. She said that.
Yeah, like she kept telling me that.
Yeah,
she could tell that I was uncomfortable in them. I think because obviously I didn't bring shorts that she knew.
Right.
And she's a little bit older than I am. And she kept being like, your legs look great. Like, you look so good in those. But every time, like, we'd cross a window, I knew she would see me look at them.
Right.
And so it was just interesting that even without, like, saying anything, every part of me was showcasing that I was not comfortable.
Yeah, that is interesting.
By the end of the weekend, like, I felt great. I love those shorts. I voluntarily wore them to the gym yesterday.
Oh.
And I felt really good in them. I felt cute. I felt like they made my legs look strong.
Right.
But now I need to like translate that into something with buttons, you know, like that, feels, you know, that is where I really, things right. really fall apart. If I have any struggle buttoning or zipping, I'm like,
right.
the problem's me, not these clothes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know what it is. Like, I like the shorts. I don't know. Sometimes I worry that I'm like, people are going to think that I think I look like a certain, I've grown out of that a little bit, I think, just in more of my, like, I think more for me, it's more like, I don't have time to care about like, I think in my mind I've chalked that up to, I'm like, I don't know. But sometimes I'm like, oh, I wonder if other moms are going to think how, like, I look appropriate, or they're going to think like, why is she wearing shorts? I mean, I can't wear like, I don't know. I just get so hot. Plus, I just like them.
Yeah.
But I guess I wanted to know other people's tips for aging and being confident.
Well, I don't know if you followed this at all. There's an influencer named Something Navy who is very, very, very slender. She is a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple weeks ago, she posted like a very revealing photo of her body. Like, mm-hmm. it was just a close-up of her body, you know, without anything on. And said, like, so proud mm-hmm. of this body. And the actress Amanda Seyfried got in her comments and was very disparaging.
Really?
Her. Well, so Amanda's friend had posted, like, this is the problem. Like, other moms and women of a certain age, like, now feel like unless they look like this, they shouldn't be proud of their bodies.
Right.
You should be talking about the pressure to bounce back after children and however your body looks after you have them. Then that friend of Amanda Seyfried's got blocked by Something Navy. So then enter Amanda Seyfried with like a pretty like savage comment, and then posted about it in her own feed. And so it was like this weird, like, and Amanda Seyfried is a mom. And it was like this interesting thing, and we've talked about it before, like, who holds the responsibility for the confidence in that? Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that any influencer is under the obligation to talk about things that may not apply to them. Like, if she bounced back, she shouldn't need to talk about the struggle to bounce back if she didn't have it. Like, that's
because everyone's body is very different. Some people, I mean, and it also depends on your fitness level as well.
Well, she also said, you know, it took her a year to get to that point, but if you look at her feed, she's always been super, super slim, and she's always showcased her body,
which I think is fine. Like, I that's the thing too, like, she should also be proud. Like, just because she isn't like at every size, we should be proud and confident. I'm not remotely disparaging people who are real tiny or anything like that, and I'm not disparaging Victoria's Secret models. I like a lot of them, like, and a lot of them use their platform to do great things. Mm-hmm. So it's not that, and like, that's why I think, you know, I think we've gotten to hear with a lot of our talk about like social media is it's tough because it really feels like it's on each of us individually, because influencers, while sometimes a little controversial, like, they can't hold the weight of everything on their shoulders. And she probably is proud. I mean, if she posted a photo like that, I can imagine she posted one.
Yeah.
Right after her baby was born or something, you know, like, I can imagine.
The post itself is completely unnecessary. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. But so with everything we post on social media.
Literally everything except my post of my children is unnecessary. But, you know,
it's required reading.
But it is funny that, like, I saw the photo, and I have been doing a program to, and as I enter 33, I just wanted to feel better and stronger and leaner. and I've been seeing good results.
Yeah, I have been seeing results, which is when other people can see it is when it's like, oh yeah, this is actually a good program. I've been noticing.
So I've been feeling great. Like I've been feeling really strong, really empowered. Like I feel like as I enter 33, I can tell you that I have a healthy relationship with food and, you know, those things.
Which is great.
Even then, though I'm feeling good, I immediately compared myself to that photo.
Right.
I'm like, man, even me like feeling better is still real loady in comparison to her. And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't want, maybe it's naive. I don't want to spend the next 20 years feeling like without any other outside influence, I feel good about myself. But the minute there's some kind of external imaging, then everything comes crumbling down.
Yeah, that's the tough thing is because I think we're automatically raised, especially as women, in a little bit or a lot of the comparison game. It's really hard to talk yourself out of in like a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Don't they say comparison is the thief of joy?
Yes.
And so it's a little bit of that. Plus, this is like the first time in history where we've been subjected to literally everyone around the world's ideas of what beauty is at all times. And it's really hard to find our own way and say, like, that's great.
Yeah.
You look great. I also look great. It's just hard to kind of combat that when you have companies marketing Kate Moss saying nothing looks as good as skinny feels and Macy's pushing plates that say eat less.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's tough when it comes in conjunction with the fact that there is still such a body dysmorphia in retail.
They're also, in my mind, I have a fashion dysmorphia in that, like, nothing stresses me out the same way that getting dressed for a kid's birthday party does when I know I'm going to be around other moms.
Because I have thought of that as well.
1000% assume everyone in my life is more stylish than me. And so everything then I feel like as a person,
which is funny because you were always very put together.
Well, I feel like I always, if you would describe my style, it would be dowdy. Like,
no,
I feel like I just feel like a frumpy person.
You are
in general.
Remotely that.
Okay, thanks.
You're either in workout clothes or like nice work clothes.
Yeah, but I feel like my innate style tends to just like miss the mark. So I appreciate it.
You see what
that.
I'm wearing, right?
Well, you're in pajamas again, so.
Nope, these are my around the house clothes, Caroline. Try again.
I'm sorry, your loungewear. Forget. Good.
But with the record show, I'm wearing a Harry Potter shirt.
And
my friend Joya got me, and my pants.
Flowy or fitted pants?
They are flowy. They're meant to be flowy pants. I got them for use after I had Milan in the hospital.
Well, good.
Haven't gotten
pants.
Rid of them.
Good. Well, so if I'm going to a birthday party, let's say, and it's like not a close friend.
Right.
You know, I immediately stress more about like what I'm going to wear because I don't want to look overdone. And like I tried too hard.
Right.
I want to look effortlessly
easy.
Like I put together.
Easy is like the way you want to look. And it's never really easy.
No. And even I feel like if I try to dress down, like, look, I'm in my breezy, I don't care outfit.
I'm the every mom.
Yeah, then I look homeless.
Right.
So like, I want to reach the point where I feel comfortable in my skin.
Right.
Where like I do right now in my body and my workouts and my eating. I want to, whatever I clothe it in, also be able to say like, because I think I fake it pretty well, where somebody would look at me and be like, oh, I think that she seems like she has it put together. But as I enter a new year and through my mid 30s or whatever, David, that I authentically am confident and I'm not thinking about it and I'm not entrapped by that. I don't know. That's right.
Yeah. That's funny you say that because I'm throwing Milan, or we are throwing Milan a party with his friends this weekend. And I've had my outfit picked out for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. See, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Which again is like the comparison thing. I think in a little way, cause it's like, I'm always like, what are the other moms going to think?
Yeah. And it's like, who cares?
Hopefully
who
they think I'm regular or like nice or like I care about my, like.
But I couldn't tell you one thing that anybody else had on at the last
birthday
party.
And that's a good point.
Because I was spending so much time wondering if what I had on was the right thing.
Right.
Other things that end up falling in that bucket for me, my hair, because I just cannot keep up with having it highlighted. I haven't determined a style that I'm really going for. So that feels very bland. Mm-hmm. But in my 30s, I would like to, upkeep.
Same.
And my eyebrows. Cannot.
Oh, you have nice eyebrows.
I have like very thick eyebrows naturally.
Yeah, that's in.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but I can't keep them maintained.
Oh,
I can't keep
them
groomed.
Noticed.
No, thanks.
I would like just the summer to be over because all I can do is wear my hair in the I Dream of Jeannie ponytail all summer.
Great. We need to do that.
Thanks. I like
also too hot to even try.
Right. It's too hot. Like I'll start with my hair down and I'm like, oh my gosh, my hair looks nice. And it's like long. And, but then I'm like, no one's ever going to know. They'll know in the fall.
Well, again, this weekend, you know, we'll be outside for a gajillion years. And Maylee is interning with me this summer. And we were talking yesterday already of, well, how are we going to do our hair?
Right.
So like,
so it looks nice, but
yeah. Well, so when I was in Indianapolis, I had such a heavy sweater. I mean, I had like salt in my,
right. I am creases, a heavy sweater too.
And I walked over to CVS to get a Diet Dr. Pepper and the cashier looked at me. It was like 9 a.m. and he looked at me and he was like, you've been swimming? And that was how sweaty I was, that I looked like I had emerged.
Just give me the Diet Dr. Pepper and be quiet.
I was like, I appreciate your commentary on my looks in life.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got some reader comments on this.
I really liked the comment about not wearing a cardigan.
Yeah. Okay. Alicia commented and said, stopped wearing cardigans at 30. In the office, they look meek. Which, like, great point.
Trying to think of a situation where they don't look meek.
Yeah. In other social settings, they just look lame. LOL. Seriously, never a time for a cardigan. Which
I liked that.
I just love that she put cardigans on blast, like, as a general category.
Yeah.
Because I don't disagree with her, because I'm always looking for the right cardigan that doesn't, it's not too short or too boxy and, like, actually does look stylish.
Sweaters are such a point. I'm like, it's got to look the exact right way for me to like
they're a contentious fashion item.
My mom buys me good sweaters.
Oh, that's good.
I have a ton of sweaters.
Man,
actually
I am a size. Yeah. Okay, so that was great. Sweaters on blast or cardigans on blast.
Yeah, I love that.
Melissa says, not really fashion, but honestly having a good skin routine is key. Spending some money and investing in my face is the best thing I've done in my 30s.
That Ooh, I would agree with that. I think that's the best thing I did in my 20s.
Yeah, because you
besides
are you
having
still
Milan
using,
and Maya.
Yeah, well, and plants.
It's probably obvious. Oh, true. Okay, one of the top three. And getting married. Four.
Okay. 20s were a good time.
20s were a good time. My 20s were a great time.
So are you still using Mario Badescu?
Yeah, I do. And I just like there's so many different skincare routines out there. There's great companies. I've found a couple different brands that I really like, and it's nice because it gives you time to like focus on you,
yeah.
Which I think helps you mentally and physically.
And then a friend, Anne, says, I wear sunscreen for all occasions. Also, I try really hard not to wear my rainbows, which I thought was great. I recently unearthed my rainbows and mm-hmm. I'm like, man, good.
They really do last forever.
All the time.
That was like my thing when I convinced my parents to get me some in high school.
Yeah.
It's like, they'll never die.
And you were right.
And yeah, they don't. I've tried this year to stop wearing like, mine was like the Old Navy, like $1 flip-flops. Oh, yeah. To be fair, I subbed it out with Nike slides, but that's just for around
yeah,
the house.
Those give you a limp.
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
Well, you've talked about it on multiple occasions, but I'm trying to look a little bit more put together. My sister-in-law came to my house last night with, like, the first thing I said was like, your eyelashes look amazing.
Yeah.
And she had just had her eyelashes done.
Did she do an extension or?
Yeah. Oh, I think an extension, but I'm just like, that's the way to go, because she wasn't wearing any other makeup and she looked great. And my cousin did that. Like, we saw each other on my trip to Florida earlier this week, and my aunt and I were like, what? You look amazing. What are you doing? She's
our
like,
high school
nothing.
Neighbor
just
recently did them because I saw her at the gym and I asked her and she was like, yep.
Oh, man, that's the way to go. Like, these people aren't even wearing any other makeup.
Yeah.
I'm like,
great.
I don't care about what am I doing with anything else? This is what I need to be spending my money on. Like, that would be I think that would be a little confidence boost, because I have such tiny eyelashes. Yeah. They're non-existent, as well as my eyebrows. And of course, Milan and Maya have like these thick, black, beautiful, long eyelashes. And I just stare at them.
Wasted on the young.
I know.
Well, so. I will tell you this. I almost texted you this the other day, but it seemed creepy. So I was going to wait and tell you on air. So it was equally as creepy, but more people heard it. I came over and sat at your house while you and Pasan went on a date a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think regularly about how fantastic you looked. You're wearing jeans.
What?
And a white t-shirt tucked into your jeans and your hair loose.
French tuck. Thank you. And, tan from Queer Eye.
Yeah. And light makeup. And you looked phenomenal. And I try to channel that if I'm like thinking about wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And I always change my mind. But I'm like, Hannah looked so good in that outfit.
Tan is not wrong about that. He always says everyone looks like, just do the French tuck.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, teases him about it now. It's the best way to go. It's the perfect thing to do with a t-shirt. He's not wrong. Like, that's the most genius fashion advice I've ever heard. So.
Yeah, well, it looked great.
Thank you.
So, that to say that you exude a real natural ease when you're ready to go. Because it wasn't, like, a super fancy outfit. But it just looked so great and so polished. And I felt like it also really looked like you. So.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. Because, like, you were always saying, like, oh, I felt this or that way in this situation. And I'm always like, you felt like, I don't know. I think at least even if we're not quite at the level, the self-actualized level we want to be at least we're putting it off. Maybe that's what we're all doing.
Pretend.
Faking it till we make it.
That's true. Okay. So who do you feel like is, generationally ahead of you, that you would like to try to encapsulate, like, what they exude in their age?
Famous person or a real life person?
Either way.
I think my mom and my aunt in different ways put out just
shout
like
out Aunt Mitzi.
Aunt Mitzi and Nan. They put out such like the perfect amount of they don't care, and they also always know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, that's the goal.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you?
Well, I mean, you know that this is the Allison fan club, so I would say Allison for sure. And I mean, she really has said in multiple occasions to me, like, you know, Emma, at this age and point in my life, like, I can just really own my identity and state my needs.
I do feel more like that as I move into my 30s.
Yeah.
I'm almost in my mid-30s, as David would call it.
Just turned 30 immediately.
I can't wait for the text from him in our group message about this tomorrow morning. But I like that. I don't know what it is. Maybe like your 20s are just a time to figure out everything that you like or don't like or want to be or don't want to be. And now I just mentally feel like now I'm settled. Like I've been moving towards like settling into someone who is just much more confident.
That's great.
Hopefully that comes out.
Yeah, I think in the last couple of years for me, maybe like since I turned 30, but I wouldn't have equated it to that until this conversation, I have gotten much better at identifying my emotions, but not acting on every single one. And like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of sifting through them.
We'll see if I get better at that.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Give your performance review.
Yeah.
But being able to like actually feel them, analyze them, and then decide which one I want to act on, if any.
Right.
Because I think for a while it felt disingenuous not to act on emotions that I felt. Because I'm like, yeah, oh, I would be faking it if I didn't act angry, if I'm angry. And now it's like, eh.
Yeah, it's a tough line to find, I think, that sometimes I still have trouble with.
I think what it comes down to in terms of navigation for me is like, do I have the extra energy to feel that and sit in it for a while? Like, if I really give in to anger, I just don't get angry that much. But if I like stay resentful or stay super annoyed, like even in our marriage, it's like, isn't it always easier to stay that way in a marriage than any other way? Like, oh, I could just stew in this for a while, but like,
who has the energy?
Yeah.
I've been thinking that more lately. I'm like, I just don't have the energy to be annoyed anymore. It's like, I don't really.
It's just a lot easier not to be than to be.
Yeah. Here's another question. I feel like I used to kind of think, you know, when you go to the beach or you go to the pool, I used to kind of think if someone should or shouldn't be wearing what they're wearing.
Oh, for sure. I've thought that. Yeah.
I've definitely changed my mindset now into where I just look around and I think, oh, I really love that bathing suit.
Yeah.
Or like, good for you for wearing that. And especially because when I am at a pool, it's usually at a time when there are a lot of other moms at the pool.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm usually thinking like, oh man, that's awesome. Good for you for wearing whatever you want. But are there things like, we talked about this a little bit the first time we went to the pool this year.
Yeah.
Functionally or fashionably or for whatever reason that you will wear or won't wear, like to the pool because it's summertime. Yep. Like, what are you comfortable in at the pool?
Well, mine right now is function more than anything else because like Jane Ellis is walking now, but she's also like too confident in water and not big enough for a puddle jumper.
Right.
So like I have to be down with her a lot.
Right.
And I wore a bathing suit. It wasn't a one piece, I don't think, not long ago, and was doing something in the water with the kids. And Anna Blair went, I see your nipple.
Anna Blair,
always,
classic.
Always with a nipple shout out.
Yeah.
And I was like, Yep, you sure do. Because it is just like, it was just out there. It probably had been, my teat had been hanging out for a while. So it definitely functioned first. But I agree with you that my mindset has shifted from like judgmentally being like, ooh, right, you shouldn't be wearing that, to like, give me some of that confidence.
Yes.
That, like, you are wearing that, whether I think that you should be or not.
Yes,
like,
exactly. And every size.
Even if I feel like just comparatively I'm smaller or could wear a different style or whatever that somebody else is wearing.
Right.
I'm like, I'm being held back from that because I just won't. And right, you look fantastic and like, yeah, you're having a great time.
Yeah.
And here I am like struggling in my like old maternity bathing suit, right, because it has the most coverage. And it's like, right, that's not what it's about.
Right. I definitely, I've, especially this season, I invested in a couple of new bathing suits. Invested is playing it a bit. Yeah. They were $11 each on sale. Okay. But, I finally got new bathing suits, which I haven't in a long time. Yeah. And I just really like them. Like, they're fun, mm-hmm, colors. And, like you said about bending, like having to be down and bending over, this year, one of them can swim. The other one's in a puddle jumper. So I just don't have to be down, yeah, as much. So I bought a top that was like much more bikini top.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is the first year,
yeah,
I can, like, this is it. I've been working for like 5 summers, yep, to reach at this point. And, so I've really enjoyed that a little more this year. And then I like the more high rise bottoms.
Mm-hmm. I got some of those before the season started.
Yeah.
And I really like them. I, yeah, feel comfortable in them.
Yeah. I feel very comfortable in it. That's, I think last year I was like, I had some lower, like, or the like regular bottoms, but, mm-hmm, I'm really liking the high bottoms, but like smaller bikini tops. Uh-huh. And I just like it because I don't know, I'm comfortable in it. And I'm like, I don't necessarily need to look at myself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. I just need to know I like this bathing suit.
Yep.
I don't care. I really don't care how, I just like the prints.
Yeah.
I have one black, one piece that I got, which I also really like. Like, it's a one piece and I like it because I like the cuts on it. It's, yeah, still not like, it's just a bathing suit I really like. And, we actually went down to the beach and I refused to wear black bathing suits in the ocean. Uh-huh. So I could only wear the bikinis. Unless we were in the
pool. That's an interesting standard. Why is that?
Oh, because I'll look like a seal and sharks will get me. My mom already asked me about this and laughed at length.
Okay, good.
It's just science. Watch Shark Week once in a while.
But are you like on a surfboard?
No, but you know, again, this is going to be recycling a conversation I had many times with my family in Florida.
It's okay. You don't need to
I would call
explain.
My body type seal or surfboard. So
you can download Hannah's new ebook. What's your marine creature?
How to avoid shark attacks.
Yeah, but like your body.
Don't look like a surfboard or a seal in the water. Okay. Don't be Hannah.
That's good. And you know what? To prove everyone wrong for making fun of you, you have not been attacked by a shark yet.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Exactly. Point. Zero shark bites, okay, since 1989. So anyway, I just like my bright colors. I will not wear black in the ocean. I will only wear black at the pool, but I mostly don't like one pieces because they're a pain. I'm never buying a one piece for Maya again.
One pieces are such a pain.
Yeah. They're like, there's no one should have to deal with like a child who needs help going to the bathroom in a one piece bathing suit.
Oh, parenting hack.
That's a pain.
Just no, don't mess with it. Just let them pee through their bathing suit.
Maya wouldn't do that.
Oh, Maya.
She refuses.
Come watch my kids do it.
What a surprise.
Come watch me do it. Just yeah, pee through the suit. It's, yeah, fine.
Maya would completely refuse. Anyway, but I like the conversation around summer wear and I like seeing.
Yeah, because summer is when it really comes out, right?
Right.
Like, I think we can all agree, like,
oversized sweaters and sweatshirts are, yeah, our jam.
For,
I think we made,
sure,
that clear at the outset.
Yes, with some Costco leggings, you're set.
Yeah, fashion sweatshirts. And it's, yeah, you can kind of wear whatever you want. But in the summer, you kind of start to think that more. Like, wait, what do I feel comfortable in? And I'm happy to see women of all sizes, tiny up to bigger sizes, wearing whatever they want.
Yeah, but I think you said something earlier that's key. And I maybe subconsciously have been trying to do this of when I put on my bathing suit, not looking in the mirror because it doesn't matter.
Right. Like, it doesn't matter.
Other than making sure like my nipples are covered. Like,
which you don't need to. You have 3 children to
right,
tell you.
They'll tell me.
Yeah.
Or not, because I guess Norbeth had seen it and just let me do what I wanted. So I appreciate her liberation. But
yeah, she's like, free the nipple, first,
yeah,
of all.
Whatever. But it is like, if I'm going to the pool and I'm already spending time looking in the mirror to see how I look, like, me staring at myself in the mirror is not going to change how I feel about myself.
Right.
So, and if anything, it will tear me down.
Yeah.
Because if, like, yesterday I was wearing an outfit, it was not a bathing suit, to work, that I told Maylee, actually. It was like a tighter fitting shirt. Mm-hmm. And when I put it on in the morning, I was like, I was surprised at how good it looked on me.
Right.
But by lunchtime, I was like, why did I ever wear this shirt?
Right.
Well, nothing changed.
Right.
It was just my analysis of it looking in the mirror. And I'm
right.
like, if I felt good in it this morning, I did not need to check it later. Like,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
Exactly. Less mirrors. It's kind of like the whole No Way 19 that our...
Oh, yeah. That our friend But Not All at Once
yeah.
is doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that in that way because it... I thought about the other day, I'm like weighing myself and I'm like, I don't really need, like, I don't need that information.
Yeah. Well, it's the
right
program
now.
That I'm doing is all about fat loss and they tell you do not step on a scale because mm-hmm. you will not have lost what you think that you have, but your
right.
body composition is changing.
Right.
And I've been weighing myself every single day and I've been like,
I don't care.
Yeah. But I realized like, okay, this is exactly why they tell you not to, because my numbers haven't gone mm-hmm. down that much on the scale, but I know because this weekend I took pictures and like put them together to do the before and after 4 weeks into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, obviously I have changed.
Right.
But I got too hung up on the number. And
yeah.
thankfully, like I haven't felt like discouraged by that because I know that I feel better. But
right.
it is like,
there's
okay, this is
obvious progress.
Just a data point, not
yeah.
anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good. As always, I hope that we come off as every single body type is amazing and acceptable because
yeah.
just surviving in your body is an act
that's
in and of itself.
Profound.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we'll take a quick break and be right back with It Sounded Like a Good Idea at the Time. Okay, so I guess you can sum this up into fun mom category. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, we tried to go to this public park to go to the beach. The minute that we got there, it started thundering.
Yeah, all
promised
summer.
The girls that we would come back. And then we've had a loaner car for like 2 weeks. Ours has been at the dealership. And our dealership is like 45 minutes away. If you're local, it's in Gastonia. We're in Matthews, so
Oof.
It's very far.
Yeah.
But on Saturday, I had to go pick up the car. And I thought, you know, to drag all three girls out there just to switch car seats into a different car and then come all the way back.
Right.
That's brutal on a Saturday afternoon. Let me see what kind of fun we can have around Gastonia. Maybe there's a lake nearby, so maybe there's like a beach.
Right.
Found out that the Y down there has lakefront access, a beach,
oh,
kayaking,
that's
canoeing.
Cool.
Sure, it was cool. So, and it was like 5 minutes from our dealership. So get the car, get everything switched over, get in the car, again, dripping sweat, park at the Y, take us inside the Y, get everyone changed into their bathing suits, go out to the lake, only to discover that the beach is only open to campers, not to the public.
Oh.
So it is lakefront. You just can't get in the lake. You can't do anything.
What?
Unless you take out a boat. Which
oh, well.
I'm like, well, I'm not
yeah.
going to do that. So
my oldest child is 4. That's a no for me.
So I'm like, well, okay, girls, time to get back in the car. Which, of course, then they're like, but you said we were going to the
yeah.
beach. And I'm like, we are going to
we're the finding the
blank,
water.
Blank beach. So we get in. I leave their bathing suits on. And at this point, I'm like,
hey, Google.
This is cool. So I'm looking, and everywhere is like pretty unclear if there's public swimming.
Right.
So it's like there's boat access or there's fishing. But I know the whole point is they want the beach and they want to get in the water. So I knew that the public park we had been to before had it.
Right.
But at that point, it was an hour and 15 minutes away from where I was.
Oh, my gosh.
But we went there anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was so snappy in the car the whole way because I was stressed out and disappointed these plans weren't working. The girls were tired of the car.
Right.
And of course, acting out. And so
right.
I'm like, this is fun. This is we're having fun. So we get to the park like 4:45. You know, my kids go to bed at 4:30. And so get everybody out, get us unpacked. Immediately, there's wet sand all over the dinner that I brought for
mm-hmm.
us. But they loved it. They loved everything that we did. They had a blast. They didn't eat dinner because it was covered with sand. And
sure.
when we stayed about an hour. So when we left around 6, I was like, well, we'll go into the bathroom. I'd brought like shampoo and stuff and jammies. And I was like, we'll just shower here, get in the car.
Right.
So we go in the public bathroom and there's a lady in the shower just dry. She's not taking a shower. She's just changing clothes. And I'm saying like, okay, we'll get in the shower. And she stays in there for 8 minutes, just changing clothes in the shower, the one shower stall. She sees Norbeth like just kept staring at her, and Kimmy was like, don't stare. Stop looking at her. So the lady finally came out and she's like, oh, the shower doesn't work. And I'm like, you couldn't have said that 8 minutes ago.
You knew like what was happening here.
Crawling over the floor.
Right.
So I found a spigot outside.
Oh, like, no.
Against the, I don't know, the building, which probably is not even for like human use. And I was like, we are showering.
Right. So we're not going to do this and then go home and then shower.
No, because we also now have wet sand everywhere. Right. And I just got the car back, you know. So I was like shoving their little heads under the spigot to be like, we're taking a bath. It's so much fun.
In nature.
And meanwhile, Jane Ellis has gotten bitten by like three ants and, you know, like whatever. So then we climbed back in the car. They were still covered in sand, but they were cleanish and dryish and in their jammies. So
it's probably recycled lake water.
I'm positive that it was. Jane Ellis drinks so much lake water. So, you know,
kids are gross. They will drink anything. On the other side of the spectrum, although just to follow up from last week when I had said, thankfully Maya didn't comment about my boobs in a public bathroom. She did do that this weekend. So
listened to the episode and thought
mom needs a confidence boost. Uh-huh. And she loudly gave that to me. But anyway, on the other end of the mom spectrum, we went out for a couple of drinks this weekend for my birthday, and I had a couple of beers. I love our brewery scene in Charlotte. Yeah. We have really good beer here. And I just wanted, I didn't want any, I just wanted some good beer. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple drinks for across like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And up until this morning, I've still been feeling the effects of it.
I'm telling you, welcome to 30.
I know. I'm like, it sounded like a good idea to have fun, but it wasn't because like, it's just nuts. Like you cannot, I don't know. I also hadn't had dinner, so that's probably part of it.
That happens. I think that that's my key every time is that I'm like lightly eating, if any.
I think my trick now, aside from not buying wine under $15.
Which is a great one.
Needs to be like get a water as well or something like that. Although doesn't water make it, I don't know, get a side of fries?
Yeah, I think that's a better option. Yeah, I'm with you. I have all but cut out drinking because it's just like, it ends up not being worth it for
me. It kind of makes it worse, though, because then when you have more than one drink, then you're like floored. Then you're
right.
So I'm like, well, this is a cool adult moment for me. Yeah. Kids, stop talking loudly.
Because I was like, maybe I'll like try to go out for drinks with a friend.
And yeah. What would be worth it? Nothing.
It just feels really hard because if I'm going to go out, I'm not going to have one.
Right.
I'm going to have two.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to feel it.
Right.
Hangsy tum-tum, back for the rage.
Hangsy tum-tum. Exactly. So it sounded like a good idea to turn 30.
Yeah.
Mostly yes, some no's. We're realizing some good and bad things.
Yeah.
Overall
it's a great
positive.
Age. You're going to love it. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. I'm loving it so far. Anyway, well,
there we go. We'll be recording something next week. The day that next week comes out, I will be 33. So I'll fill you guys in on how old I feel.
33 resolutions. Things you're not doing anymore.
I've got many of those, but just because I don't have the energy to. So anyway, well, thank you for tuning in, Hannah. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank
Milan,
you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you on his behalf.
Yep. And we'll be back. If you have anything that you want to submit to our conversation at whatever age you are, maybe turning 25 was a big one for you. We want to hear it.
Yeah. 25 was a big one for me because that was the day Milan was born.
Oh, yeah.
So a good day. Anyway, we'll see you next week.
Bye.